All right. Good morning, everybody. Waiting on God, a couple comments on waiting on God. One is, I really like what Susie, I sent her assignment out. I made some comments on it, but one this sentence from her assignment, I think puts waiting on God in a nutshell. Because I think this is where we all struggle a little bit. It says, this is where waiting on God, things are unclear. I need to stop and wait for clarity. Wait for his plan. See, God always has a plan. And he says his ways aren't our ways. And so we need to wait on his. This is where I need to stay close with God, praying, studying scripture, taking care of my chores list, and humbly listening to my authentic allies. Now, everybody on this phone, at one point or another, you asked God for help. God brought you help, and then you got a little bit of help. And then at some point, we all have decided at some point or another that, well, I'm actually really smarter than whoever God sent to help me, and I think I know better. So I think now I can make better decisions, and so I don't need God's help anymore. Somehow we always want to strike out on our own and do things on our own rather than just humbly listening to our authentic allies. And we start listening. That's where these other voices and other ideas come in and really distract us, get us off the path, and take us down a road that's not God's plan. It's just not. And we think we're really smart when we start down the road. And that's, you know, we can get really presumptuous. And presumption, if you read the word every time, the Bible's very authentic, especially in the Old Testament. And you can read a lot about men, especially, who get presumptuous with God. And it never, never, never ends well. Rather than just waiting. And when they wait, God comes, God answers, God provides. And God does it. And I have to testify, I've been down to almost negative in my own bank account. Or let's put it this way, not two nickels to rub together in the bank. And you're wondering how this is going to happen, how that's going to work, what? You have no answers. And you wait. And God comes. And he comes through. When he needs you, when you least expect it, he comes through in ways which you could never imagine. But it takes that waiting, which is really, really tough. But that's where I need to stay close. I'm going to quote Susie again. This is where I need to stay close with God, praying, studying scripture, taking care of my chores, get up, go to work, do what you got to do. You know, make the phone calls, produce, deliver, collect, do your list, and listen to my authentic allies. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning, and we thank you that you bring allies into our lives. We ask you for help, and then sometimes we don't like the help you bring, or we don't like the way it sounds, or we don't like what the help has to say, and we think, well, I can't be from God, or this or that. We just come with all kinds of crazy ideas that come in our heads. And just pray, Lord, that as we go forth today, that we would be truly those who are learning, growing, and discerning. Lord, we need discernment every day to learn how to wait, to know how to deal with our customers, to know how to work through issues and things with all sorts of things come across our desk every single day. And sometimes, Lord, we just don't have answers. And sometimes we just need to patiently wait and see what you are going to do. And we thank you we can wait. And we thank you that it is truly a blessing when we see what God does. We have historical evidence of you doing awesome things. And we thank you for that. We pray and commit this morning into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, good morning. Anyway, I was just thinking about that whatever version that was that Patrick read from the Second Peter, that he's given us everything we need for our dynamic spiritual life. Think about that. That's amazing. That's truly amazing when you really think about it. You know, things that Scripture says many times are quite unbelievable to a certain extent, but they're real. And as he said earlier, our eyes are open to see. We've had our eyes opened. Thank God. Thank God we've had our eyes opened. I remember being a brand new Christian in my early 20s and showing scripture to my friends, and they thought I was insane. They thought I was absolutely insane because they couldn't see what I could see. Their eyes were blinded. So we thank God that he's given us eyes to see. And then we wait and we have free will. And as Patrick said, free will is very dangerous, but it's also really super cool when we engage it with the Lord. When our free will is engaged with God, we can choose freely to serve him. Isn't that awesome? And we can choose freely for that dynamic spiritual life. Amen. Anyway, let's pray as we get into the day. We have a great opportunity to listen, to learn. That's the biggest thing. God, he will lead us. And sometimes we pray and then we say, well, I didn't get an answer. Well, maybe the answer was, met you was talking to you all day long and you just didn't hear it because you didn't hear what the answer you were looking for. Like we always want to bend God to our will rather than bending our will to his will. Not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. Isn't that what he says? That's how the Lord prayed when he was facing the cross. We can just pray, Lord, thy will be done today. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that you do have such a perfect will for us. And Lord, we can fight and kick and scream against it sometimes, to our own foolishness. And yet, Lord, when we finally just kind of sit back and just accept it and say, Lord, I freely want to do what you want me to do, and I freely choose to walk with you and to follow you and to take the time to read, take the time to listen, take the time to study, take the time to pray, and take the time to do our list every day, to take care of our companies. What's your will for us today? I believe one part of it is just taking care of what you've given us. And you've given us so many good things to take care of. So may we be found to be those who are just taking care of, Lord, all the many, many wonderful gifts you've given. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for the time to be together. We thank you, Lord. You have gathered all of us from so many different places, so many different backgrounds, so many different kinds of companies and businesses and all sorts of things. And Lord, you bring us together. We thank you for that. You've done it. There's no way we could have dreamed it, but you did it. We thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.